The loss of aviation jobs, a tough call for the White House. The NBAA joins in criticism of the Obama administration's BizAv comments. And Dreamliners could be flying in 2 months. This is Aero News for Friday, February 22, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The president's press secretary said Wednesday that the potential loss of middle-class manufacturing jobs in places like Wichita, where biz jets are built, is a, quote-unquote, difficult choice that has to be made to preserve jobs for teachers or the national defense. And the remarks, not surprisingly, have drawn the ire of Gamma. Politico reports that during a press briefing Wednesday at the White House, Jay Carney said that, quote, making choices about budgets and deficit reduction always involves difficult choices, end quote, in response to a question about what he might say to middle-class union workers in places like Wichita and Everett, Washington. In an interview with television station KAKE, the president tried to soften that language somewhat, saying that he wants to give tax breaks to, quote, all the aviation companies in Kansas, end quote, to keep the manufacturing in the U.S., but added that in his view, people who could afford to buy a corporate jet, quote, don't need an extra tax break, especially at a time when we're trying to reduce the deficit. Something's got to give, end quote. In a statement, Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce blasted Carney's remarks and called for an apology from the press secretary, saying, quote, how dare Jay Carney dismiss the value of aviation manufacturing workers in this country? They are not special interest, but hardworking folks that provide for their families, pay taxes, work to make schools better in their communities, and make charitable contributions in so many ways. Mr. Carney should apologize, and this administration should stop the sound bites and political games and focus on fixing our economy, end quote. The NBAA has joined Gamma and strongly criticized the dismissive remarks from the White House this week regarding business aviation. Specifically, on February 20th, an assertion was offered by the White House that the only reason American companies use business aircraft is because, quote, it's extremely convenient and they can afford it, end quote. Responding to that misrepresentation, NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland said, quote, the White House is promoting a caricature of business aviation that is at odds with reality, end quote. Boland noted that the presidents of the International Association of Machinist and Aerospace Workers and the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council have also responded to the administration's recent mischaracterizations of business aviation, adding that elected officials have weighed in as well, pointing to the mayors and governors from both political parties who have written the White House in support of business aviation in recent months. Boland said, quote, it's difficult to understand why the White House would be unresponsive to these important voices. The fact is, business aviation is essential to citizens, companies, and communities across America, and the renewed mischaracterizations that have been coming from the White House have real potential to harm this great industry, end quote. Boeing has an appointment with FAA Administrator Michael Huerta today to discuss a possible fix for the battery issues that have kept its Dreamliner airplanes grounded for more than a month. Sources close to the company say that if they are approved, the fleet could be carrying passengers again in 2 months. The Associated Press reports that the plane maker believes that adding ceramic insulation between the battery cells and other changes, including a modified venting system, would prevent the batteries from overheating and causing a fire. The proposed repairs would include increasing the spacing between the battery cells and modifications in the way they are installed in the airplane to reduce the effects of moisture, vibration, or swelling of the cells. It would also include a system to vent any hazardous material to the outside of the airplane and to monitor individual cells rather than the system as a whole. But the fix does not get to the root cause of why the batteries overheated in the first place, which has still not yet been determined. Boeing's hope is that by proposing a safer design, they can get the airplanes back in the air and start to make inroads on a delivery backlog that is eating away at its cash reserves. Boeing thinks it could rebuild the battery systems on planes already in service by the end of March, but there's no guarantee that the FAA will approve the changes that quickly. If sequestration is allowed to go into effect on March 1st, the ripple effect could be felt throughout the aviation industry, as the FAA is forced to reduce its budget and furlough staff. Air Transport World reports that Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said in a letter to Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Barbara Mikulski that sequestration, quote, would force the FAA to undergo an immediate retrenchment of core functions, end quote. and that the move would make it impossible to avoid significant employee furloughs at the FAA. LaHood said in the letter sent last month that, again, quote, the furlough of a large number of air traffic controllers and technicians will require a reduction in air traffic to a level that can be safely managed by the remaining staff, end quote. He added that the implementation of NextGen would also be affected. When Aero News continues, it was a record year for America's airlines, going to Mars privately, and blogging for dollars.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Friday, February 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Industry trade organization Airlines for America reports that U.S. Airlines delivered one of their best years ever for operational performance, built on their safety record, and achieved a narrow profit as expenses grew faster than revenues for the second consecutive year. According to the Department of Transportation's Air Travel Consumer Report, the nation's carriers achieved the best year for on-time arrivals since 2003, a record-high success rate of 99.7% for baggage handling, the lowest cancellation rate since 2002, and reduced tarmac delays. The 10 U.S. airlines reporting full-year 2012 results to date earned a combined $152 million, or 21 cents of net profit, for every passenger enplaned. According to data collected by A4A, that $152 million profit reflects the results of 10 U.S. passenger airlines: Alaska, Allegiant, American, Delta, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit, United, and U.S. Airways. The first person to fly as a tourist in space has set his sights on a goal well beyond low Earth orbit. Dennis Tito, who in 2001 became the first person to pay for the privilege of flying aboard a Soyuz spacecraft to the International Space Station, said in a news release that he has founded a new nonprofit organization, the Inspiration Mars Foundation, and that he hopes to launch a manned mission to Mars in 2018. The media advisory posted on the Space Ref website announces a news conference to be held on February 27th at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. The media advisory says that the organization, quote, plans to take advantage of a unique window of opportunity to launch an historic journey to Mars and back in 501 days starting in January 2018. This mission for America will generate new knowledge, experience, and momentum for the next great era of space exploration. It is intended to encourage all Americans to believe again in doing the hard things that make our nation great, while inspiring youth through science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, education, and motivation, end quote. In a lengthy post on his blog, Live and Let's Fly, a travel writer and consultant, who is identified only as Matthew, recounts an incident in which he was removed from a United Airlines flight from Newark to Istanbul. Matthew says he was asked to leave the flight for taking one photo of the seatback video screen in front of him. United has a specific policy about taking photos and video aboard their airplanes that prohibits unauthorized photography or audio or video recording of airplane personnel, aircraft, or procedures. After taking the photo with his smartphone, Matthew, who was flying in business class, says he was approached by a flight attendant and told that he should not take any more pictures. He writes that he put the phone away and did not take any more photos. But then he tried to explain himself to the flight attendant. He told her he was a travel writer, often wrote about the airline, and that the airline management was even aware of his blog. He said, quote, I don't want you to think that I am a terrorist, and offered her a business card, which she refused. A little while later, a United Global Services rep came and asked to speak to Matthew. He was told the captain was not comfortable with him being on the flight. In a discussion with the captain, Matthew was told that the flight attendant had said he had continued to take pictures even after being asked to stop. He tried to make his case, saying the flight attendant had lied, but was removed from the flight. The captain even threatened to call the airport police. Matthew left the flight, and by the time the dust had settled, he missed his connection in Istanbul, was unable to find another direct flight, and paid an additional $225 for an economy class ticket on a Turkish airline. Matthew says on his blog that the captain of the United flight was, quote, unprofessional and weak, end quote, but says the, quote, true culprit is the flight attendant who lied about me, end quote. The blogger said he has not heard from United about the incident, which occurred last week. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.